The first 90 days of any kind of transition is the critical time period for us to pay attention to. So any transition can refer to you get a new job in a new company, or maybe it's a new role within that company. Those are transitions or promotions or onboarding, but no matter what, even if you've been in that company 30 years, if you get a new role within that company, you have a new job, you have a new mandate, and you have new expectations around your credibility. So what I'm gonna take you through in this bonus is what I call the first 90-day success plan. The first 90 days is critical for effectively doing a couple of things. One is establishing credibility, and two is hitting break even as soon as possible. So here's break even. That's when you move from taking from the organization, you know, like where's the bathroom, what does that do, who do I talk to about this, that's normal, everybody's gonna go through a period of taking, to contributing, which is now you're actually bringing what you have to the system. And so that break even, you wanna have that as soon as humanly possible. So a lot of what I'm gonna teach you is how to do that, among other things. Now, I wanna start with actually the biggest mistake that leaders make when it comes to onboarding in a new role. And that is the expert syndrome. Here's what I mean by the expert syndrome. This is where somebody brings the very well-founded assumption, which is, I was very good in my last role and I was successful, and because of my success there, it made me get noticed to take on this new role, and what I will do is simply more of the same. I will do what I did then, here now. And again, founded in a good idea, but the problem with that assumption is the expert's mind, the belief that I have the expertise, I've done this before and I can do it again, is that it misses a fundamental truth, which is that you cannot step in the same river twice, ever. Even standing still, the river is constantly moving. And this is the truth about life, this is the truth about new contexts, and it's the truth about new companies. And the reason that's a problem is because the expert mind that we all bring that gives us that sense of confidence, which is really good, what it can do is it can close us down and we can lose some curiosity. So that's the biggest risk or the biggest mistake. So you wanna make sure you avoid that. And what I recommend we do is to adopt a different mindset, which is the beginner's mind. So in contrast to the expert mind, the beginner's mind begins with the assumption that they actually don't know. The posture here is one of great curiosity and wonderment. It's not overly confident. Now, when you bring the beginner's mind to any new problem, what starts to happen is new possibilities occur to you and you actually do get to learn. So I recommend highly that you bring the beginner's mind. Now, when you couple the beginner's mind with an actual expert, which you presumably are, which is why you're in the role you're in, you have something really powerful there because you have all of the experience and the knowledge base, but you still have that kind of humility and curiosity, which can take you really far, especially in a new organization. Now, I have made the mistake, personally, when I went from being the pastor of a small 300-person church to being a pastor of a 6,000-person church, I assumed that because I was successful there, I would be successful in the next place. And I literally just redid all the same stuff that I did in the first church. I did it again. And what I totally failed to take into account was the sheer scale and size and complexity of a 6,000-person church with 20,000 or more listening online was way beyond my skills at the time. There are different skills required to teach and preach in those two settings. Not only that, I moved from Phoenix to Michigan. There were cultural differences there that I hadn't taken into account fully. There was also moving from Mennonites, which is one denomination of a church, to a different kind of church that had different things they cared about, different language patterns. And what happened was within the first 90 days, 500 people left the church, in large part because I failed to enter with a true beginner's mind. I came in with an expert mind. Now, here's why this matters, because when you fail to come in with that, the very first thing to go, and it's the only thing that matters, is your credibility. And that's the next point. Credibility is your most important currency. Credibility is like money. It's literally the thing you'll use to get things done. And your credibility, like a stock, rises and falls, often in ways that are completely imperceptible to you. And what happens when you join a new organization is your credibility is set high to start. The assumption is that you know what you're doing and you're good at your job. That's why you have about 90 days to prove them right, that they trusted you for a good reason. Very often, leaders make the mistake of assuming their credibility holds because of their great experience and track record and resume from another place, when in fact, it may not hold at all. No matter how experienced you are, it may not hold at all. And so that's why credibility is such an important currency. And it is created through every decision you make, every conversation you have, your credibility is rising and falling. Even if you've been with the organization 10 years, your credibility can take hits based on how you show up in meetings, how you relate, what kinds of decisions you make. All of these things impact credibility. So what I'm going to show you are the techniques by which you can earn credibility fast, or at least what I should say in the first 90 days is to retain your credibility fast. It'll include things like finding early wins that matter to the right stakeholders. But in the next video, I'm actually going to walk you through then the onboarding blueprint. These are the things that will make sure that you maximize your credibility as quickly as possible.